Good evening, and welcome to our regular Village Board meeting for the year, first of the year. So it's Monday, January 9th at 7 o'clock. If I can ask the clerk to please take the roll call.
Trustee Corsini.
Here.
Trustee Cargi.
Here.
Trustee Stanky.
Here.
Trustee Conti.
Here.
Trustee Dwyer.
Here.
Trustee Gibbs.
Here.
President Odusi.
Here. And if I can ask everyone to stand so we can say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. It appears that the three folks on public testimonies for the Concordia. So if you don't mind, we'll just wait till, right, I think? Wait until we get to that point. Is there anybody else that wanted to? Doesn't look like that. Okay, so let's move on to the elected officials' comments and announcements before we do any of the swearing in. So if I can start with maybe Trustee Gibbs.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for coming. I'll just say Happy New Year in the interest of brevity and move over to Dwyer.
I'm good.
Okay, thank you.
Happy New Year to you all. To you all.
Great. Sharon, anything?
Good evening. Thanks for coming, especially to the families that come out. I just wanted to recognize that today is National Law Enforcement Official Day, so thank you to all our law enforcement officials that do such an awesome job protecting us every day, and to their families as well for their support. Just want to issue some condolences to former library employee Sophia Anastos' family, who passed away over the break. And then I wanted to just congratulate the fire department on that awesome letter that was included in the department report. Their transporting of a young person and their family to the hospital turned out to be not as traumatic because of the great work that our fire department did. So thanks to all of those department employees, and Happy New Year.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Carmella. I have nothing to report, but I know our village administrator has one thing he'd like to say. So
yeah, right. Yeah, two real quick things. The white lines, I think I mentioned in my report to you on Friday, that you see on the street, that's the salt brine equipment. So we've actually had an application on that on the main thoroughfares this evening, and then they actually had been working pretty well. So if you have any constituents that say, where are these white lines on our streets? That's what that is. And also to commend the fire department, Chief Eggert had mentioned to me over the weekend at Roosevelt Middle School, there had been a sprinkler head that had busted in the gymnasium that caused a significant amount of flooding. The fire department had gone out to help control that situation. The guys all pitched in, helped clean up the floor enough, so much so that they were able, they believe, to save the floor. So one of the concerns was they were going to lose the gymnasium floor at Roosevelt, but the fire department stepped up and did that. So thank you to those guys.
Good job. Some big mops. Very good. Thank you. That's very good. Last other, maybe just to the trustees, you have the book from, this is going to be for our capital improvement program. This will be for the 23rd. We will have our kind of a cow at 6 o'clock and then a regular scheduled meeting at 7. I thought it would be best that we combined them. So bring these, look them over, and bring them back for you, for that discussion. Okay, so with that, we are now in the swearing-in section. So if I can ask Chief Eckert and maybe our clerk. This is the swearing-in of the new firefighters McKenna and Monahan. And let me just make an announcement. If anybody would like to take a picture, or please come on up. This is your time to take the pictures of your loved ones and your family. So if anybody wants to, yeah, feel free to stand in our way. We don't care.
Turn your mic on. Is it on?
That was
not
nice.
Is it on?
It's not on. Yeah.
I'll speak a little louder.
All right.
Come on up. You can come on up. Feel free. It's all good. Please. This is your time. You can.
Okay.
Okay. Madam President and Board of Trustees, I am proud to present to you two candidates for the position of firefighter paramedic. Firefighter Brian McKenna is completing his firefighter basic certification from the Posen Fire Academy January 24th of this year. He's a certified paramedic with Loyola University Medical Emergency Medical System. Firefighter McKenna attended Marquette University majoring in engineering prior to enlisting in the United States Air Force. Brian's fire service experience includes 3 years in the Air Force and 1.5 years with as an EMT and paramedic working Lifeline and Advantage Ambulance Services. Firefighter McKenna grew up on the north side of Chicago and currently resides in the Gladstone Park neighborhood with his parents Tom and Katie McKenna, who join us tonight. Firefighter Matthew Monahan is a certified firefighter basic and advanced from the hometown Fire Academy, where he has been an active firefighter since 2005. He's a certified paramedic with Silver Cross Emergency Medical Service and will test into the Loyola University Emergency Medical System shortly. Matthew served 11 years with their hometown Fire Protection District and 9 years with the Northwest Homer Fire Protection District. His technical education includes hazardous materials, technician A and B, vertical rescue, rope operations, structural collapse operations, technical rescue and water operations, and fire engineer. You can see he came to us with a little bit of training. Firefighter Monahan grew up in the Chicago Ridge and currently resides in Willowbrook with his new bride, Christina. I ask that our village clerk administer the oath of office for Mr. Brian McKenna and Mr. Matthew Monahan as firefighter paramedics for the village of River Forest.
Having been appointed to the office of firefighter paramedic.
Having been appointed to the office of firefighter paramedic.
In the village of River Forest.
In the village of River Forest.
In the county of Cook.
In the county of Cook.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of firefighter slash paramedic to the best of my ability.
Of the office of firefighter paramedic to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, I'm proud to present to you Lieutenant David Bohannick. Lieutenant David Bohannick has 11 years in the fire service, 9 of those with the Village of River Forest Fire Department. He's obtained hazardous materials hazardous materials technician level A and B, is a certified fire officer 2, is a fire service instructor 2 through the Office of the State Fire Marshal. In addition, Lieutenant Bohannick is a certified paramedic serving 11 years in Loyola University Medical System. He's planning on attending Southern Illinois University this fall with a major in Public Safety Administration. True to his calling, David recently initiated a program to better serve our residents. The ICE, in case of emergency packet, provides vital information such as current medication, allergies, illnesses, special medical needs, and placed in a supplied envelope and located in the freezers for quick access by paramedics. This is a collaborative venture between the Village of River Forest and the River Forest Township. David is married to his wife, Ivana, and enjoy their beautiful daughter, Olivia, who's present here tonight. Olivia is back here. And there, she's sitting back there along with David's parents, Don and Sherry. Don is a newly promoted lieutenant with the Village of Hinsdale. I ask that our village clerk administer the oath of office to Mr. David Bohannick for the position of lieutenant in our Village of River Forest.
Raise your right
hand. I, David Bohannick.
I, David Bohannick.
Having been appointed to the office of fire lieutenant.
Having been appointed to the office of fire lieutenant.
In the Village of River Forest.
In the County of Cook,
do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of Illinois,
and
that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Fire Lieutenant to the best of my ability.
Wonderful. Congratulations to our new firefighters and to our new fire lieutenant. We're very pleased to have you all here and representing River Forest. So congratulations to you and your family. Thank you so much. And you're welcome to stay for our rest of our meeting if you'd like. Otherwise, you could quietly leave as well. But we'd love to have you stay. So next up is our consent agenda. If I can ask one of the trustees to... be a motion to approve the consent agenda 5A through J.
I move to approve the consent agenda items as presented, A through J.
I'll second.
Roma, okay. Okay. And I will then ask the clerk to read out loud.
I don't want to be difficult, but I'd like to pull the two resolutions to be read.
Yeah, we can do that, or you can make a comment at the end if you want to pull them.
Well,
can,
I think their level of service to the village deserves that it be read.
Yeah, but, I agree.
So I'll amend my motion to approve consent agendas items A, B, and E through J.
Yep. Good.
Thank you.
It's fine. Yep. That's a good thing. Okay, and then we'll read the other two.
Item A, regular village board meeting minutes, December 12, 2016. B, executive session meeting minutes, December 12, 2016. E, declaration of surplus vehicle, 2001 Public Works Chevrolet pickup, ordinance. F, declaration of surplus vehicle, 2009 Police Crown Vic, ordinance. G, establishment of special service area number 10 for Promenade Townhomes, ordinance. H, monthly department reports. I, monthly performance measurement report. And J, village administrator's report.
Okay, any comments regarding those items?
I'm wondering, how do we figure out what the minimum value is for the property? It seems to me that the Crown Vic would be worth more than the pickup truck. We have one at 500, the Crown Vic at 500 and the pickup truck at 1,000.
I know miles play into it sometimes, how many miles the vehicles have.
It's only 6,000, police car though.
Yeah, Johnny, I know Johnny Anderson's not here, he's on vacation, so I don't. Yeah.
I was just wondering.
We've been very fortunate, I can say this much, we've been very fortunate where we've hit, I know the last, I think the Durango, which was, what year was that, Greg?
2004.
Yeah, we got about 4,500 for those. So we set like to set some base amounts so we at least get anything, but typically speaking, we exceed all those amounts anyhow. So, yeah.
I have a quick question, too. I know Chief Eggert walked out, but in his report, he says that they experienced several problems with our dispatch notification during the month.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there?
That's the radio system within the firehouse. So that's one thing we're actually looking at. Chief and I were talking about that the other day, looking at options to either fix it, replace it. That's what we're working on right now. So essentially, it still works. They're still getting the calls. The problem is they're getting all the calls. So the radio system typically is able to differentiate between a River Forest call through the tone system and then Oak Park, Park Ridge, Elmwood Park, okay, and other mutual aid. Well, we're getting all those right now.
So specific to the wiring and the fire?
Yeah, the equipment within there. So so they're still getting all the calls. That's not the issue for River Forest. There's no public safety issue at hand. It's more of a, I don't want to say convenience, but when you're used to just hearing one set of calls and now you're hearing every community, that's yes, been okay, part of the issue. So we're working through those issues as we speak.
Thanks.
Good question. Any other further questions regarding these items? Okay, hearing none, I will go ahead and ask the clerk to take the vote.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Trustee Stanky?
Yes.
Trustee Conte?
Yes.
Trustee Dwyer?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, very good. So,
I'd like to make a motion
we'll do them
accept,
individually, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Accept item C of the consent agenda, recognizing service for Gerald Johnson. Resolution.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, very good. And if I can ask the clerk to read the resolution.
Item C, recognition of service for Gerald Johnson, resolution.
If you can read the,
you can read the resolution. Here's the resolution.
It's in your packet, so I can read it too.
I can find it. Here we go.
Want me to jump on it?
Want me to read it?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Resolution number 17-01, a resolution honoring Jot.
02.
17-02.
That's okay. Resolution number 17-02, a resolution honoring Gerald Johnson for his service to the Village of River Forest on the Plan Commission. Whereas Gerald Johnson has served on the Village's Plan Commission from 1982 to 2016, 34 years, which also included more than seven terms as chairman, and whereas Gerald Johnson was key in developing comprehensive plans for the Village, including land usage, commercial development, public improvements, and whereas Gerald Johnson also served on the Village's Development Review Board and has contributed to numerous development projects throughout the Village. Whereas Gerald Johnson also provided leadership and guidance on numerous planning projects within the Village of River Forest, including the Lake Street Corridor Plans and the 2010 North Avenue Corridor Plans. And whereas Gerald Johnson has been an active member of the community and his contributions have helped shape River Forest to what it is today. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the President and the Board of Trustees of the Village of River Forest, Cook County, Illinois, that the Board, for its members and the citizens of the Village of River Forest, extend deepest and sincerest gratitude to Gerald Johnson and present this resolution to him as a symbol of gratitude for the high quality of community service which he has rendered.
Very good. Is there any comments regarding Jerry? I'll just say first, I'm glad that as a group we've made this resolution. As you can see, Jerry was on the Plan Commission for a very long time, 34 years. It's a statement in itself. So I'd like to personally say thank you to Jerry and for all the good work that he's done on behalf of the Village of River Forest. So if there's any other comments, feel free to provide them. Okay, hearing none, we'll go ahead and take the roll call, please.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Trustee Stanky?
Yes.
Trustee Conte?
Yes.
Trustee Dwyer?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, if I can get a motion for item 5D.
I move to approve recognition of service for John Hagensack.
Second.
Okay, very good. Okay, if I can ask the clerk again to read the resolution 17-01.
Resolution number 17-01, a resolution honoring John Hagensack posthumously for his service on the Traffic and Safety Commission. Whereas John Hagensack has been active member of the community of the Village of River Forest. Whereas John Hagensack was a long-time member of the River Forest Service Club, was honored by the Service Club in 2007 for his exceptional contributions to the organization and the community, and served as a director of the organization from 2014 to 2016. And whereas John Hagensick was a former scoutmaster of Troop 63, the Drum and Bugle Corps, where he is remembered for his dedication to hundreds of boys and their families, offering friendship and community leadership while providing opportunities for growth and education. And whereas John Hagensick was the author of the book Carving Realistic Flowers, and whereas John Hagensick served as a member of the River Forest Township Youth Committee, and whereas he also served as a member of the River Forest 125th Anniversary Committee, and whereas John Hagensick served as the chairman of the Traffic and Safety Commission from 2007 to 2016, where he graciously served the public. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the President and the Board of Trustees of the Village of River Forest, Cook County, Illinois, that the Board, for its members and the citizens of the Village of River Forest, extend deepest and sincerest gratitude to John Hagensick and posthumously present this resolution to his family as a symbol of gratitude for the high quality of community service which he has rendered.
Okay, very good. Any comments regarding Mr. Hagensick? Thank you. Okay.
Growing up in Oak Park, I wasn't in his troop, but as a young man in Boy Scouts, we knew of River Forest Troop, Drum and Bugle Corps. It was a big deal. They had a lot of kids, and they had a lot of Eagle Scouts. Personal advancement for young men in those days is very difficult without contributions of the leaders, and Mr. Hagensack was one of those guys that he was really there for a lot of kids in this neighborhood his whole life, and his service went on to Traffic and Safety, of which I and some others at this table served on that committee. And you know, that's a committee that could have been contentious because people are making requests to the committee, but he handled the balance of the committee so well that I can't think of a single opportunity or instance where someone walked out of a traffic and safety meeting not happy with the result of what they were looking for. That I give credit to his leadership and how he organized and ran that committee. I can't say enough about him, and I'll miss him.
Thank you. Thank you much, Mike. Anybody else like to say anything? I didn't know John as long as you did, Mike, but the little that I did have interaction with him, he was always very willing to help and be part of our community, and he has a long-lasting impact on our community. So to his family, we are sincerely grateful for John, and he will be sorely missed. So thank you. So let's go ahead and take the vote, please.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Trustee Stanky?
Yes.
Trustee Conte?
Yes.
Trustee Dwyer?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Very good. Okay, so moving on to, we have no recommendations of boards, commissions, and committees. Our next item is unfinished business, which is an authorization to execute the third amendment to the redevelopment agreement for Lake Street and Lathrop Avenue. I'd like to first get a motion to approve the resolution authorizing the execution of the third amendment. So if I can have a trustee please read the motion and a second, that would be great.
I move to approve the resolution authorizing the execution of the third amendment for the redevelopment agreement for the Lake Street and Lathrop Avenue agreement in the Village of River Forest, Cook County, Illinois.
Second.
If I can ask Tim's here in the, this is your time now, Tim, to get, you know, come to the podium and maybe guess, give us a brief update on the last time you're here. We obviously did a second amendment, so we're here on the third amendment.
Thank you and good evening and happy new year to everyone. I dare to start by saying the third time's a charm. And jinx myself, but we're here back before you as Lake and Lathrop Partners LLC, the development entity formed to redevelop Lake and Lathrop. As I believe all you know well, there's a lot of challenges with this redevelopment and a lot of complexity to it. We have made significant progress, which I'm encouraged by. I remain confident that we're going to have a nice project here ultimately as we work through some of the challenges and difficulties with the deal. Over the last several months, working with some of these complexities, the institutional partner that we had aligned ourselves with in terms of the residential expertise, I think struggled with some of the challenges and complexities. And I think that we came back and had a couple meetings with staff and your council, talked about some options, and in my opinion, it became the apparent that we should try to realign ourselves for that expertise. We have done that. We've brought Sedgwick Properties into our partnership, and they'll be part of the development team moving forward. The principal of Sedgwick Properties is Marty Paris. Marty, as you probably know, is a resident of River Forest, and I think that that's important on a lot of levels. I think that this project is very important for our community. I think that there's challenges that have to be understood kind of on a local level. There's more risk associated with this development than I think with most. And I'm encouraged that we've got the support of yet another resident and a very qualified development firm to join the partnership. So that's really the essence of the request for a little additional time. We have already witnessed Sedgwick diving head first into this deal, and they've made good progress already and look forward to being part of the team.
Is there any questions?
Do you do your financing, or have you lined up financing?
We have our equity placement accounted for in large part because of Sedgwick. We have not approached any financial institutions in terms of the construction loan yet. We're still working through some of the acquisition issues and defining that final product line of what the units will be, what's how large, how many, and that'll allow us the definition to prepare that financing package and take it to lenders.
Hey, Tim, thanks for coming tonight. I know the last time you were here, we talked about, you know, the deadlines and whether they were achievable or not, and wanting to give you enough time to be able to put these things together. You know, it seems like we keep going 3 months at a time. Now we're back to a March 10th deadline. And I'm going to ask the question again, is that achievable in your mind? Is that something that, you know, we're going to be able to count on at this point to hopefully see a packaged redevelopment project to the proper agencies here at the village? So
yeah, thanks. we do give that a lot of consideration each and every time we appeal for this. We do think it's adequate. That date and the deadline associated with that is the submittal of the plan development application. We've already commenced working on that. As you may know, we had previously submitted one. There will be significant modifications to that. So we are underway with that, and we're very confident that come that deadline that will be met. As you know, there's still many other components to the deal,
right.
Including property acquisition that we continue to try to accomplish. But yeah, that that date is one that we will meet.
Okay.
Well, interesting enough, I mean, I know Eric and I have probably been involved with this, so I think you've answered a lot of my questions just in conversations. But I think, as you can imagine, I think not only is the village and the board, but the village is kind of, we want this to succeed. We want this to work for all the right reasons. Obviously, we see something very special there. It's obviously contaminated. We'd like to see it cleaned up. So you're right. It's very complicated and extremely difficult. So, however, I think we are collectively at a point of we're kind of done at where we're at. We really need to make a move on with this. And it's been in the making for a long time. And frankly, I appreciate your efforts as part of it, because it hasn't been easy. But I think now we're at a point where we really understand everything. We understand a lot more than we did years ago. So I'm confident, Tim, that you and Sedgwick could make this happen. And I'm confident that these dates are the right dates. And I really hope that, frankly, we don't get disappointed, but simply because I know we can do this work, and I know this town wants this project. And so when you talk about coming back with significant changes, I just want to make sure I'm clear on it. On March 10th with the redevelopment application, I hope that it looks very similar to kind of your outlook. Even though you're changing partners, I hope it looks very similar to what you proposed, just a couple months ago.
Yeah, thanks. And we're encouraged, too. I mean, we have made significant progress with a lot of the challenges that are associated with this deal, so we are encouraged by that. I would say that the changes coming forth to the application, it's still going to be a mixed-use building, including retail, commercial retail fronting Lake Street at grade, residential product above, will really be in the quality of it and the content of it. Working with staff, I think we would acknowledge that that's necessary to move this forward in a positive manner, and we will deliver that.
As I said to before, I said it's interesting. I'm sure all of you have conversations with folks in town, and the two questions I often get is what's happening on North Avenue and what's happening at Lake and Lathrop. So hopefully by the within the next several months, we'll be able to show huge progress in all of both of those projects. So Tim, I appreciate you coming before the board. I know it's not easy, but at the same token, this is a very important project for us, and I'm confident that you're going to do what you said this time. Okay. Any other further questions?
Thank you.
Susan, you look like you're
no.
About to. Okay.
There's a typo in the agreement. Okay. Paragraph 7. It said, right now it says developer and Keystone Ventures. It should be and.
Okay.
And then I'm assuming that they satisfied paragraph 6, the disclosure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With that, thanks, Tom, for noting that. Let's take the vote.
Thank you, Tim.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Trustee Stanky?
Yes.
Trustee Conte?
Yes.
Trustee Dwyer?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. So moving on to new business, we got a presentation by Concordia University. There's no vote here needed. They're just going to give us an update on an introduction to the amendment of a plan development permit for South Tower. So Dennis, welcome to our board meeting again. Maybe you can give us an update on how the new dorms are going.
Residence Hall.
Residence Hall.
So if you, I'm Denny Whitty from Concordia, VP for Administration, so facilities are in my area. The Residence Hall is on track in terms of the schedule. The foundation is poured. The project is on hold with winter conditions. And in March and April, we'll be erecting the five-story building and hope to open for occupancy yet in August of 2017, so about 8 months from now. So
awesome.
It's going well.
Great.
And we thank the village for its support, the staff support, the board support. It's going well.
Great.
The purpose this evening is to discuss, to introduce a project at Concordia. So we're way at the end of a plan development amendment for a new cellular facility potentially on the Concordia campus. And I'm here to speak about that. Glenn Steiner, my assistant VP, may speak. And Claire Blunk is a representative of Verizon Wireless. And Claire will likely also assist with the presentation. There's a need for improved Verizon coverage, Verizon Wireless, in the northeast area of the village. Our employees and students complain constantly about it. Residents of the village near us complain constantly about it. When we originally did the cellular installations, and there are two existing at Concordia, there's an AT&T mobile cellular tower. There's also a T-Mobile installation at Concordia. Both of these are on our parking structure. At the outset, we went to Verizon and said, don't you guys want to be here too? And they're like, oh, no, we don't have any problem. Everything's fine in your area of the village for Verizon. Well, about 6 months ago, Verizon came back to us and said, we think we need some help with cellular coverage for Verizon Wireless in your area. And so they approached Concordia, and we've worked with through Claire over the last few months to come up with a plan to do cellular coverage for Verizon Wireless in our area of the village. It's on pages 66, 67, and 68, our introductory materials of your docket. So conceptually, what we're talking about is the only real option we have, well, short of constructing a brand new metal frame tower, which none of us want to do, the real option we have is to take the existing installation, which is on the left-hand side of the handout, and it's a stealth installation, and that is the T-Mobile installation today. So it sits on top of the parking structure stair tower at the southwest corner. The best option really for everybody is to extend the stealth enclosure up an additional 10 feet. And so the picture on the left is real. That's really today without the snow. And the picture on the right is a rendering of what Verizon is proposing to do. On the left, you know, we know that the extension of the stair tower was not the most aesthetic and pleasing, you know, kind of thing. We tacked the stealth enclosure on top of the stair tower. The advice from the village staff was, well, make it look a little bit more consistent with the rest of that stair tower. So Verizon has agreed in the rendering on the right to extend the stealth enclosure, but to make it a little more aesthetically pleasing and to continue the pattern of really of the windows that are in the stair tower at the southwest corner of the parking structure. So that's really the sum and substance of it. Verizon came to us. The village needs improved coverage. We're interested in working with them. And we really need to go in this area of our structure to do it. So, comments or questions?
Yep. Anybody have any questions regarding the rendering or the purpose?
Well, I live across Augusta from Concordia, and I can attest to the how bad the Verizon coverage is in that part of town. So, and this is mostly visible just from the campus, right? This is on the quad side of the parking garage?
This is on the southwest corner of the parking garage.
But anyways, it's not on Bonnie Bray, it's on heading into campus, right?
It's on the corner facing the campus, yeah.
You're right,
it's
the quad side.
Interior to the campus.
But it is going from, is it five-story right now, the tower?
The existing stealth enclosure in the actual picture on the left begins at 55 feet and goes to 65 feet.
Yeah, so the added is 10.
And the rendering on the right goes from an additional 10 feet, 65 feet up to 75 feet. And that's necessary because the behind the stealth enclosure is a significant array of cellular antennas. I think T-Mobile has four different pods of three antennas each behind that stealth enclosure. And I think Verizon's probably planning to do the same thing, a significant array of antennas. And so they need the vertical space.
Just out of curiosity, how tall is the tower at the church? Would it be comparable to this?
Grace is around, the bell tower is around 110 feet. So it's well beyond. Other nearby structures on Concordia's campus, the new res hall will top out at 64 feet. Our existing residence hall gross tops out right at about 60 in round numbers.
So this should be your tallest inside your campus.
This would be the tallest Concordia structure, yeah.
And not as tall as the bell tower.
Right.
On the surface, it doesn't seem to be a problem. Within our zoning ordinance and the plan development that they have, is it within their parameters? Is there there's no zoning issue, right?
Well, no, it exceeds the maximum allowable height within the zoning district already, so they would need a major amendment to the plan development application. This is the kickoff to that.
This is the cursor.
Right, so they're going to go to DRB next.
Ah, I see. Yeah.
It would require, one SDA and one significant one, the height.
Right. Yeah, correct.
Got it. Right.
I guess I would like to hear from, you said there's residents that signed in for
it's just that. Residents. It was just them.
Oh, okay. I thought there were residents here.
No. Okay. No residents.
And
we'll have that opportunity, Carmel. So this is just a kickoff. They'll go to the zoning. Obviously, the residents will get, notified, and then they'll be back for our approval. So I think it's a project that should be looked at.
Can I ask a question? So this the top part right now that's hiding the existing towers or cell towers, that's going to be removed and rebuilt to look more in line with the front of the building?
The south face of it will be changed to look more like the window pattern going up, yes.
Okay.
So the commitment from Verizon is to change the south face of the existing stealth and then add the new stealth enclosure above it.
Can I ask you about the financial dealings with this? So does Concordia then get revenue monthly for placing these towers?
We have a lease with each of the existing cellular providers, and we're negotiating through Claire a third lease with Verizon Wireless. Yeah.
Okay. So they're renting the space from Concordia.
They rent space from us. And these are typically long-term leases,
right,
so that, when they make an investment, I don't know how much the investment is, but I think our original leases were like 25 years. So.
Okay, thank you.
And Eric, what's your experience with Verizon here? I mean, have you heard from residents that we have issues?
Well, the village president and I can attest, because I try to, every time I call Kathy at her house, on her cell phone, I'm like, can I just call you on your landline? Because I can't hear a word you're saying. So, it's bad. I have gotten two calls from residents, I think, in the same neighborhood as Trustee Kargi, where there's just bad reception. So there's no argument from the village's standpoint that this is not a need. It definitely is a need in the community.
Yeah, I have. I don't know what's happened, and maybe the Verizon people can tell us. But something's happened within the last. You know, we have our thoughts on what has happened in terms of why my, you know, like for instance, my phone, your phone, and others that are on Verizon, because there is just absolutely no coverage. I used to get coverage, but now I don't get any coverage. I literally have to go to a window, like the old days. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And you know, I'm going to surmise because of all the big buildings that are going up that maybe it's. You know, causing some, I don't know, but it's definitely, the service has definitely gotten worse. So I've heard that from many people, just not myself. I don't know if you want to comment on that. I would.
Hi, my name is Claire Blanc. So basically what happens with coverage is once everybody starts getting cell phones and with the 4G service and stuff like that, it's a capacity issue. So everybody in the surrounding areas now has internet services and things like that. So all of the towers are getting bombarded with these signals. So the capacity is at a very low. So therefore, that's why when we add these extra installations around, they will relieve capacity from other towers. So that will free up this one, and you should definitely see an increase in signals and service.
So what causes, more curious now, when a phone goes from 4G to 3G?
It's just different technology. It's different technology, so use more. Sometimes you'll see if your phone gets really warm, it's because it's working very hard to get a signal. So that does.
So automatically we'll switch to a 3G. I mean, because mine will switch from 4G to 3G.
To be honest, I'm not really sure about that part of it.
All right. We'll talk to your other
That's an engineering question.
All right. I find it odd that it goes up.
What other towers do we have in town, yeah. Eric? What other towers do we have in town that...
Do we have?
Yeah. I mean, what other towers exist in town that get signals for?
Well, I can only speak to the ones that we own. I mean, we have T-Mobile's antenna on Public Works on the tower, the water tower. There's some AT&T stuff behind us. If you recall, back before I arrived here, there was the land lease where we sold the property. We don't see revenue for that. That was a one-time deal.
Right.
But I honestly don't know what other private arrangements are there or out there.
Does Verizon have any other towers in River Forest?
To be honest, that we will be able to, once we go into the zoning, we will get a propagation map from the RF engineers, and it'll be able to tell us exactly where all the other installations are.
Gotta be at more.
Are there any environmental issues that arise because of these antennas?
No. Verizon does comply with all the FCC regulations.
I recall that being one of the questions the neighbors had as a concern when the towers went up the first time. I don't remember if I was on the board, but I think I remember.
I just wanted to ask.
Yeah. That was one of the questions. So.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you. Any further questions? Sounds like... once you get all your data and get in front of those our zoning, and you'll have a lot more questions. So,
thank you.
Good luck. It should work fine.
Another bonus of that area being served better is there's a lot of sporting events that take place between the Priory and Concordia's fields, and cellular service to get a hold of emergency personnel is key in those situations. So anyway, we as a village can improve that kind of response for our men in blue is a good thing.
Do they use that? Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. So that ends our regular scheduled meeting. We do not have an executive session. So we'll move to adjourn. Second by Roma.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Good.